behind the net, way out, 3 seconds left, shot Leeson, caught by the Ottawa goaltender, and Harkins gets into it, and a brouhaha developing, but I tell you something, the official did a terrific job getting in between the two teams as the horn sounded to end this one, a 5-1 final for Ottawa, and I don't know, Emerson Edom, if you can learn anything from a game like this, but the Ducks will have to be better tomorrow against Toronto if they want to get some points.
Yeah, that's certainly the case. It was just a tough game all around. Ottawa came out as the better team early on. They scored within the first 4 minutes of the game. So that's tough, especially out of a heartbreaking loss to the Montreal Canadiens. Yeah, you get the point in OT, but you were in a position to come out with the 2 points at certain moments of that hockey game, even lead up to the shootout, you could have snagged it. So it's a tough follow-up. And I just want to end off by saying, join the post-game show. Text AD and I, 714-940-2950. Look, it wasn't a pretty effort by any stretch of the imagination for the Anaheim Ducks, but we'd still love to hear your thoughts. And you know what? The floodgates are open. It's free reign. Let AD and I know your honest opinions. We'd love to hear it so we can dissect it, and hopefully we can move past this one.
Let's hope so, like right now. All right, quick timeout when we come back. Alexis and Emerson for some post-game. 5-1 the final, Ottawa. We'll talk to you tomorrow night when it comes to play-by-play in Toronto. So we hope you're with us then. I'll let these two take over. You're listening to Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn.
No. Oh, my gosh.
That's the sound of Becky getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her sheep a predator-proof pen, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 Accord Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
The scrape of blades, the clash of sticks. Hockey's more than a game. It's unrelenting, never-give-up moments that make you feel alive. And so you commit to the weekly ups and downs, the long road to the playoffs. You wear your heart on your sleeve and your jersey with pride. And when you're there for your team, the NHL Shop is there for you. Check out the largest selection of official NHL gear at NHLShop.com. Fanatics experience.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Join the Wild Wings Kids Club presented by Chalk and UCI Health. Sign up today at anaheimducks.com/kidsclub to get your cool kit along with your special party invitation.
Anaheim. Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stopatnothing. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downey, exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
The Anaheim Ducks fall on the road tonight as they continue their four-game road trip, this time to the Ottawa Senators. 5-1, the final at Canadian Tire Center. Alongside Emerson Needham, I'm Alexis Downey. We're here to bring you the post-game show, talk about what we saw in this one. And Emerson, really not a whole lot for the Anaheim Ducks. This was a tough game, as you were just saying with Steve before you wrapped up there. Not in favor of the Anaheim Ducks tonight.
Yeah, this is, you said it. It came out to a very slow start. Didn't help that, once again, the Ottawa Senators popped one there early on, first 4 minutes of the game. And it just seemed a lot of puck watching for the Anaheim Ducks. Look, it doesn't matter if it's Montreal last game, Ottawa here, or you're playing the Florida Panthers. Look, you got to be dictating the play, a whole lot of puck watching, a whole lot of watching the Ottawa Senators make all the plays, and very little proactiveness for the Anaheim Ducks. So, look, the good news is it's not like you have a day in between, right? You got a very tough Toronto Maple Leaf team tomorrow, and look, that's not going to be a easy test, but at least you don't have to wait, right? You can get right at it. You can learn right away. Maybe take a note out of the Ottawa Senators book and just go for a video session. Have the players soak it all up, and hopefully they come out stronger there tomorrow.
And Emerson, I was thinking about how when we last talked after the last time the Ducks played the Senators, just how the Senators were really an underrated team, and I think we saw a lot of those bright spots of their game there tonight. Really, they controlled a lot of this one.
Yeah, they really did. Just going back, based off of some of the team stats here in this hockey game, look, the Ottawa Senators, they led in shots on goal, 33-30, and Anaheim climbing their way back up in that statistical category. But in some other team stats, like faceoff win percent, 64.8% for the Ottawa Senators, 35.2 at for the Anaheim Ducks. At times, it was closer, but certainly the Ottawa Senators pull away. And you're not going to win many games point blank when the opposing squad goes 3-for-5 on the power plays, right? And add insult to injury, you go 0-for-5. So, look, a lot of team stats not in the Anaheim Ducks direction. Some players can for sure step up against this Toronto Maple Leafs team. Leo Carlson gets his first game out of the way from being back from injury and out for quite some time. So, look, this Ducks team has a lot to look forward to for tomorrow's tilt versus Toronto.
And we knew going into this one that it was going to be important to stay out of the penalty box for the Ducks, unfortunately, giving up five chances on that end, including a 5-on-3 early in the game. So let's get into the highlights from this one. The first period, 2 minutes and 55 seconds into the game, it was Noah Gregor who got the icebreaker.
Noah Gregor trying to make a play in front. Now Ottawa picks up the puck, trying to put more pressure on. Chabot let it go for Jensen in front. They score! And that's Noah Gregor giving Ottawa an early advantage here at the 2:55 mark. Not much John Gibson could do to stop that one. It's 1-0 for the home team.
It was a nice cycle goal there from Ottawa, and they took advantage of that early start for them.
Yeah, I'm just impressed. Gregor streaking through the blue paint there with a great patient finish in tight. I tell you what, that was a goal oftentimes seen for more 20, 30 goal scores. You'll see a guy like Troy Terry or Frank Vetrano on our squad make a play like that. But Gregor, I mean, what a play. Mm-hmm. And he gets a goal that, once again, not a significant goal tally to his season, but boy, was that pretty.
One of your keys to the game tonight was discipline, and the Ducks struggled with that in the first period, going down on a 5-on-3 early in the game. There was a play where the puck looked like it might have been saved by John Gibson. The officials would review it, and eventually Drake Batherson would get the goal on that power play.
Here comes Ottawa, changing positions out high. Jake Sanderson, a threat on the power play, then a shot whistle wide off Tim Stutzlaschek. Here's an opportunity for Stutzla again at the right side of Gibson. It's over the line, or is it? Ottawa's claiming that puck went over the goal line. They're congratulating each other. I haven't seen the official make a call, yay or nay. And we're going to see Ottawa celebrating the goal. And I'll be honest with you, you're looking at the replay. We get a better look up here right now at it. Can't see it. Gibby's on top of it. And now the referee going over to maybe get some help upstairs. We'll see. I got this bad feeling they're going to give him a goal. It's just a hunch I have up here. But looking at what I've seen, I don't think there should be a goal called. Here comes the call officially.
After video review, it was determined that the puck does completely cross the goal line. They're a good goal.
Just a feeling that you have here. It was so close, and I feel bad for Gibby because he did everything he could to hide the puck, and he can't see if it crossed the goal line or not. But I'm looking at another close-up look, and it does appear like at least most of the puck crossed the line. But as you said, it needs to be in its entirety, doesn't it?
Well, bottom line, what's happened has happened. Anaheim Ducks are now down by two. And we're past the midway mark of this first period. Let's see if they can turn the page here with this next shift. And here's the unfortunate news, right? You're still on the penalty kill.
Well, Emerson, NHL Public Relations posted about the video review there of that. And the explanation simply, the Situation Room informed the officials that Drake Batherson's shot completely crossed the Anaheim goal line. So that's what they saw.
Yeah, and really what it is, yes, it did seem to fully cross the goal line, but once again, I question it just because you couldn't see the full puck. So, yes, science, it points to it being fully across the line, but because you don't see that full puck there, that's what continues to or at least me, scratch my head. And look forward to getting a little bit more transparency and just looking a little bit more into that here this next couple of days.
Emerson, I'm with you. It might be a question for Austin Violet in the video room with the Ducks.
I'm going to save my question for Austin immediately when I see him on the bus here in a couple minutes.
There you go. Make sure to ask him and find out an answer there. Obviously, though, the NHL reviewing that one, a good goal. That would give Ottawa a 2-0 lead. They got another one in that first period, this time on the power play. Once again, Drake Batherson's second of the game. We moved into the second period. Ottawa had a 3-0 lead, and they kept it rolling as Drake Batherson finished out his hat trick.
Here's Batherson, a shot, he scores! From way out, he just sort of wristed the puck in the air. I don't know if John Gibson was screened on that, but normally it's a puck stop that he would make. After a look at the replay, it's now 4-0 for Ottawa.
Not only was that a hat trick for Batherson, his second of his career, but it was a natural hat trick. There's been 7 of those through the games played this NHL season, Emmer.
Yeah, look, he was all over the ice. It shows by his hat trick. He added an assist. And look, this is he was prime time tonight. He mm-hmm. was the best player on the ice, and that's saying a lot because Tkachuk was good. Stutzla looked good. A lot of Ottawa Senator players looked good. Sanderson, Shabbat, I mean, a lot of players for this Ottawa Senators club looked lights out. But at the top of the list was Batherson, and highlighted by that hat-trick goal.
Finishing with a 4-point night, and it was 4-0 after the second period of play. We went in to the third. Brady Tkachuk on the power play added one more for Ottawa before the Ducks were able to avoid a shutout in this game. They have not been shut out this season. Mason McTavish, a nice shot up top with Cutter Gauthier redirecting it in.
Fans getting a little restless here. as Fowler will clear it up the center ice. He was waiting for somebody to get open, and there was nobody. And then sent it down. No one touched it. Anaheim gets it. McTavish scores! McTavish, between the circles, put the shot towards the net. It might have been redirected in. There were a couple of other in front of the goal. But Anaheim ruins their shutout. It's a 5-1 score, and we'll get to the official scoring play in a moment or two.
So, Emerson, the final in this one, 5-1. We talked about it. Just a quick turnaround for the Ducks going to Toronto tomorrow, but it's not going to get any easier. What do you do if you're in this Ducks locker room now and looking ahead to tomorrow? How do you turn the page?
Well, you got to turn the page by saying exactly what I said there prior to third period puck drop here in tonight's game. It's what do you have to lose? And I know this is a clean slate here versus the Leafs tomorrow, but you're just going up to a whole different beast, right? This is just a better mm-hmm. Toronto Maple Leafs team. I hate to say it because Ullmark played so good here in this game, but a better goaltending situation with Stolarz, and then on out. You got Riley on the back end. You got Ekman-Larsson on the back end for Toronto. You got a lot of high-power weapons there. So much scoring spread out that everyone's got to be on it, and that only leads me to thinking that these players need to have that high-risk, high reward, what do you have to lose mentality? Because, look, anything but what you showed here tonight, this is not going to work, of course, here tomorrow versus the Leafs.
It's going to be a big test for the Ducks to bounce back. Likely we'll see Lukáš Dostál take the net in that one as it's a back-to-back. Emerson, also I wanted to ask you about Pavel Mintikov coming back into the lineup after being that healthy scratch the last three games, what you observed out of him tonight.
To be honest, just looking at the decor, I thought he was probably the best D. Look, he made some defensive errors. There was one play in particular, I think it was Chabot, beat him with speed there after a bobble puck in the neutral zone. So he got caught flat-footed. He got beat on that play in particular. But look, the argument could be made maybe a couple plays in tight around the net, but offensively and move the puck up quick. And him and Zelly, I'd say, were at the top of the list. But, hey, that's good signs, right, to take some time, watch the game from up in the press box. He gets that better angle to see the ice from up top and where maybe more time and space is available. And he took advantage of it. So good on him.
Emerson, we're going to wrap things up here on this post-game show. Thank you for joining us, and we'll hear from you tomorrow on the pregame show in Toronto.
D, and let's hope we get a better result tomorrow.
Hopefully that's the case. Make sure to ask Austin about that goal as well, kind of what he saw. We could talk about it tomorrow. And for those listening, stick around. We're going to keep it going with the post-game show, talking about the Ducks and Senators here tonight.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bbbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
The scrape of blades. The clash of sticks. Hockey's more than a game. It's unrelenting, never give up moments that make you feel alive. And so you commit to the weekly ups and downs, the long road to the playoffs. You wear your heart on your sleeve and your jersey with pride. And when you're there for your team, the NHL Shop is there for you. Check out the largest selection of official NHL gear at NHLShop.com. Fanatics experience.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. DuckSupply.com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Hey Ducks fans, join the Wild Wings Kids Club presented by Chalk and UCI Health. Get exclusive access to member-only parties, an awesome kit packed with giveaways, prizes, and more. It's the coolest club in Orange Country. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/kidsclub for more information.
We're back with the post-game show talking about this Ducks loss to the Ottawa Senators on the road. Game two of their current four-game road trip was taking a look during the break at the December schedule for your Anaheim Ducks and how they have really struggled through the month early here. 1-3-1 so far in the five games that they've played. And it's tough, too, because they finished off November on a strong note. They looked good as a team their last seven or eight games or so. They were playing well, very connected. And then this month started and things have kind of just felt like they've unraveled a little bit. Obviously, Monday's game against Montreal, it was a good effort. Definitely by the Ducks. They put out a good effort in that game. Just needed to finish a little bit better. So maybe aside from that game, obviously, and then that last game against Ottawa, the lone win from this month so far, when you look at these losses, they have been very tough losses for the team. That first one, kicking things off, Vegas 4-1 loss, then you lose to the Wild 5-1, and then here once again 5-1. Kind of reminds me of early in the season when the Ducks were not really just putting any pucks on net, and maybe that's not necessarily the case here because they did end up putting a bit on net, particularly in the second period, 32 shots in total for the team tonight. It just felt like a very tired team tonight. They didn't have that jump, no energy in their game, and I know Emerson and Steve were talking a little bit about what the bench was looking like throughout the game. The guys just looking very down on themselves, which, I mean, when you're down 5-0 in the game, obviously understandable, but you got to find some sort of jump and some sort of energy late in a game to really not give up. And I was happy to see Cutter Gauthier getting that late goal so that it wouldn't be a shutout here tonight. But overall, this was a tough one to watch for your Anaheim Ducks. I want to get to the text line now. Red from Buena Park, the good. Troy Terry is a penalty drawing wizard and goaltending was good. The bad, the Ducks got pushed around too easily in the first and had very little team speed. Ottawa was very impressive and aggressive, limiting Ducks opportunities. The really ugly need better starts and scoring. They've got to be the top priorities. The Ducks have scored two goals or less in five of their last six games. Really ugly stat. The Ducks are 1-10-1 when they do not score first. Well, that is an ugly stat, and did not realize that in their last 12 games there. But let's dissect this. First, Troy Terry. I mean, he's been, you know, one of the Ducks' best players this season, obviously from his points total, but also just from the way he's looked on the ice. He's been a little up and down here and there, but overall, I think the most consistent on this Ducks team, and good to see him getting those chances, helping draw those penalties, because the Ducks had five power play chances in this game tonight and were not able to get a power play goal. That's something you have to change. I mean, if you're getting all these man advantages, you need to take advantage of them. And certainly it helps, of course, when the goaltending is as strong as it is. Linus Olmark looked really good in net tonight for Ottawa. coming up, making 31 saves on 32 shots. But especially in the second period, he had some really strong saves. But overall, I mean, the power play, getting their chances when they could, 10 shots on goal on the power play on those five chances. So roughly averaging about two shots per power play. Obviously, that's not exactly how it worked out, but the Ducks, they gotta find a way to put one of those in the net, because when you're getting that man advantage, it's important to take advantage of that. The bad here, the Ducks got pushed around too easily. Yes, the first period in particular, Ottawa was very aggressive in the first period. They were using their speed. They were forechecking hard, finishing their hits. And really, they were clearly the better prepared team for this game. Anaheim came out a bit flat, and that showed in the rest of their play. They were not generating much. They were getting some offensive zone chances, but they weren't really controlling the puck at all early in the game. And then when you're not disciplined, you see Pavel Mintikov taking that first penalty for the Ducks, that holding penalty. He comes back into the lineup tonight. Good opportunity for him to be back after sitting three games. You can't take that penalty. And I know Emerson talked about how he thought, you know, best on the decor tonight, but you got to be a little bit more disciplined. I know he's young, but you're coming back in, and it's important to have that discipline, not get started on a bad note. And then obviously Radko Gudas, the delay a game turning into a 5-on-3. When you give one of the top power plays in the whole league or a chance, they're going to take advantage of it. And that's exactly what they did to this Ducks team here tonight. Three of their goals on the power play. And that's just kind of how it went tonight. And also, I mean, two of Drake Batherson's goals on his hat trick bounced off Cam Fowler. So just really unfortunate on that end here tonight. Let's get a few more points here. Starts and scoring. Yes, scoring. We talked a little bit about that. The starts, very, very important. That's something that the team has kind of struggled with a bit all year. They're having to play catch up, and it was evident in this game here tonight. And then when you look also a little bit more into the second period, where I thought that the team played a little bit better, but still a little flat-footed overall. You know, Ottawa was not letting off the gas at any point in this game. They continued their hard forecheck, and they continued just to outplay Anaheim in this one. I think it's a game where the team needs to really reset tonight and know that the next opponent in Toronto is going to be even more difficult than this opponent here tonight. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to wrap up this post-game show. Ducks on the road, finishing off against the Ottawa Senators.
Radio has a track record of bringing good vibes and classic Mexican tracks all day long. And tune in, the all-in-one audio app is here with our exclusive Éxitos Mexicano station, carrying on the radio format of Regional Mexicano with top artists. Listen to La Música del Momento from La Séptima Banda, Calibre 50, all ready to bring your day the best Mexican music. And don't forget to upgrade to TuneIn Premium for all music with no ads.
Tailgate Radio is your game day party station.
Playing all the anthems, like this one.
Tailgate Radio.
Try to keep up.
Going down till the sun comes up.
It's Garth. From the football game to your backyard to camping to house parties, Tailgate Radio is your party station.
Tailgate Radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Search Tailgate Radio on TuneIn or tell your device to play Tailgate Radio.
Sometimes you just need an uplifting song to brighten your day. And that's where TuneIn's curated Mix Light station comes in. Every day, we're playing a mood-boosting selection of today's best adult contemporary tracks from your favorite artists like Adele, Maroon 5, Coldplay, and more. Also, you can soundtrack your day with good vibes only. Check out TuneIn now.
iHeartRadio is streaming on TuneIn. From top music hits, breaking news, and sports talk, it's all here on TuneIn. You can hear Ryan Seacrest on 102.7 KISS FM.
How much do we love this job?
The Not Breakfast Club on Power 105.1.
We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Snoop Dogg!
Or 98.1 The Breeze. and every other iHeartRadio station. Just search iHeartRadio to find all your favorite radio stations and start listening today.
TuneIn has the news coverage you want to examine the headlines.
We need leaders who prioritize affordable health care for all and take seriously.
Diving deeper into the stories with sources you trust.
Other cities, other jurisdictions prefer to just push
and
people.
Covering the news that matters to you.
I've heard it referred to almost as a ghost criminal.
CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, and Bloomberg. TuneIn has them all. Just search news to listen today. TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
We're back with the post-game show, wrapping it up here in the final segment. Some of the stats for you from this game tonight in Ottawa. The Ducks finished 32 shots on goal. I mentioned that in the last segment. Ottawa outshooting them, though, 34 total for them. And when you look at it period by period, the Ducks only led on that end in the second period when they had 16 shots on goal. So a good amount there in the second, unfortunately. Not able to come through with any of those. Look at the faceoffs. It did start out good in the faceoff circle for the Ducks, starting 52.6% after the first period. However, they end it 35.2%. A good note on that end, though, Leo Carlson, 56%. He went 5-4 tonight, so that's an area that we know Leo has struggled in quite a bit this season, so good for him to come back in the lineup here tonight and do well on that end. Only playing 17 shifts, 13:35 time on ice for him, but when he's coming back after being gone for so long, I don't mind him kind of being eased into this lineup. I think it's probably good for him, a young guy who... It took a bit for him to come back from his injury, and very, very happy to have him back, of course, on that top line tonight. And you look at that top line, Brett Leason in this game here tonight, 5 shots on goal. Good on him. Ryan Strome, 5 shots on goal as well. So it was a big chance for Brett Leason to be put on that top line here tonight, and I think he did some good things up there, and as Emerson said in the pregame show, kind of earned that opportunity. A couple more stats for you. The Ducks finished with 37 hits. They are not afraid to hit, of course. We've seen that a bit lately as well, compared to Ottawa's 23 hits, 15 block shots, Ottawa 12, 14 giveaways for the Ducks, and only 3 takeaways. So those are your final stats for the Anaheim Ducks. And of course, I mentioned it earlier, 0-5 on the power play. So some things needing to improve before their game tomorrow in Toronto. I think it's going to be interesting, too, to see if the coaching staff makes any changes to the lines here. We know that second line with Vetrano, Strome, and Terry is not going to change, but how did they like some of the other lines here tonight? I'll be curious if some of those change into tomorrow, especially after not being able to generate so much tonight. On the end of the defensive core, Pavel Mintikov back in tonight. Jackson Lacombe, that healthy scratch. Will that switch tomorrow? I don't know. We'll have to see what they decide. And like I mentioned, I would expect Lukáš Dostál to come in the net, which I will say, kind of a bittersweet maybe feeling for that, considering everything that transpired last year when he had that amazing game against the Toronto Maple Leafs at Honda Center. Fortunately, not able to close it out. Auston Matthews getting that winner, but oh my goodness, he made so many saves. He was an absolute star in that game and didn't quite get the respect that he deserved from some of the Toronto media. So happy to see him getting the start tomorrow. Maybe a little bit of pressure though. I should say, should he make the start? But assuming he does, because it is a back-to-back. And John Gibson had to face a lot in this game, particularly in that first period. 19 shots on goal by Ottawa in the first, and a lot of that on the power play for them. They finished with 10 shots on goal on the power play. So Some things that the Ducks need to figure out for tomorrow, because Toronto, as we said, is not going to be an easy opponent. They're currently sitting second in the Atlantic right now, 36 points on their season. They are 7-3 in their last 10 games. Two of those losses at the end of last week, but they did get a win earlier this week, as in yesterday, in overtime over the Devils. So Toronto's not going to be easy for the Ducks tomorrow, and it's an early game. We're going to have a 4 o'clock start time, so a 3:30 pregame show for you. That's mid-afternoon. You're going to be at work or whatever you're doing. Tune into DuckStream tomorrow, 3:30 pregame show. As I mentioned, 4 o'clock start time in Toronto, and that'll be the Ducks' third game of their road trip before they close it out on Saturday in Columbus, and then they come back to SoCal next week. If you want to stick around and listen to the replay of this game tonight, Ducks and Senators, you can after the break. Otherwise, we will see you tomorrow, 3:30, as I mentioned, the pregame show. And thank you so much for tuning in for the postgame show tonight, the final 5-1 in favor of Ottawa. Have a great night, and we will see you tomorrow.
A chart-topping banger in the best way to bring good vibes to your day. And on TuneIn's Today's Hits, we've always got our finger on the pulse of what's hot in music. Like the latest tracks from Dua Lipa, Harry Styles, Bad Bunny, and so many more. Soundtrack your day with a full selection, Today's Hits. So check out TuneIn, the app that lets you hear your world.
TuneIn is your one-stop shop for music, sports, news, and much more. Find all your audio in one place right here on TuneIn. Join the conversation and follow us on social media at TuneIn on Facebook, Instagram, and X. TuneIn.
There's just something about classic soul music that gets you moving. And TuneIn's exclusive Soul Groove station has all the right moves. Hit play on the grooviest 70s selection. Get your masters in melody with Motown Classics. Or set just the right tone with smooth, soulful vibes from Marvin Gaye and more. It's all right here on TuneIn, ready to set the perfect 70s tone. Search Soul Groove or tell your device to play Soul Groove on TuneIn now to listen.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country A Go-Go.
Yes. So you keep saying you got something for me. Search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
Looking for an app to hear all your favorite music, news, sports, and more?
He's been president before I know exactly
what he is.
We've
got all of your audio all in one place, right here on TuneIn. Play your favorite stations, like Que Buena.
Mi corazón, muchas gracias por estar en sintonía, por comunicarse con nosotros.
ESPN Radio.
The ball out here, but the one thing DeMarcus does very well is he's a
The Daily.
Paul, we have spent a lot of time over the past year talking about higher education.
And so much more. Whatever you love listening to, you can hear it all on TuneIn.
The music you love is the key to a great day. And the best place to hear music for every mood from every genre is TuneIn. This all-in-one audio app brings together top curated music stations, spinning today's hits, top country tracks, the best in Latin hits, and anything else you want to soundtrack your day. Plus, if you upgrade to TuneIn Premium for a low monthly price, you'll keep the good tunes and the good vibes going without any ads. So if you're looking for your next party soundtrack, look no further than TuneIn.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God, this is awesome.
That's the sound of Michelle getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be donating bases to her Little League program. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 CR-V Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health,
home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Justin Timberlake.
I'm bringing sexy back.
The Forget Tomorrow World Tour.
I can't stop the
music. Live in Anaheim. Justin Timberlake. Honda Center. Saturday, January 18th. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. The brand new album, Everything I Thought It Was, is available everywhere now.
If I get jealous.
For more, hit up JustinTimberlake.com.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for our replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network for the Anaheim Ducks.